The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
WordPress warriors, you have tuned into a radio show devoted to the most popular blog publishing tool on earth. Welcome to Press This with your host, the Wizard of WordPress, Joost DeWolf. Learn about the newest updates and plugins and hear interviews with WordPress experts that are sure to enhance your skill set. Press This starts right here, right now.
So here we are, another Tuesday, and for a change it's now 10 p.m. instead of 11 p.m. for me here in Europe, because we actually do the daylight saving changes as they're supposed to instead of what those Americans seem to do. But tonight we've got a guest, Scott Clark, who's one of the developers behind the Pods plugin, which I've been using for the Press This archives on Joost.com for a while now. So thanks for being here, Scott.
No problem. Very, very happy to be here.
Cool. Can you introduce yourself quickly, and then after that, straight away, the Pods plugin and what it does?
Sure. Well, my name is Scott. I am a developer, consultant. Also, I'm a developer on the Pod CMS plugin. And what the Pod CMS plugin does is, essentially, it lets you use more complex content types with WordPress. And what it does is it gives you a framework to make them and to use them effectively and in very crazy and unique ways.
Yeah, so for instance, for podcast archives like mine, where I can easily add the podcast file and stuff like that, why would people want to use this instead of using post meta values and just creating weird post types?
Well, there's a number of different reasons. One, you're stuck with the WordPress post type being in the WordPress post table. So as you scale up, you're using a key value database for your meta keys. Basically, if you have extra information for your post, and it's not just a post or page, maybe you want to have, for your needs, for instance, you had your own shows, and so for each show you had extra information like the media that you're going to be posting as an attachment, and then extra information like who the speaker was, and that sort of information. So as you scale up, that information in the database becomes more of overhead as you have to create even more relationships between different types of data. As you get more complex, you could even have speakers as a content and then not have to enter them in each time. You would just select which speaker it is if you have specific speakers that you have on your show all the time. So we try to make it a little easier.
Yeah, and in the process, that of course creates some issues I found over the last few weeks. But I have to say, it's been fantastic to use. And most important for me, I guess, is the fact that I can actually get a decent interface to add all these kinds of things, instead of having to add everything through a post interface that I just can't seem to get customizable. To customize enough to do this, the weird things you're doing sometimes. So I'm really liking it. Could you walk people through quickly on how they how, for instance, and I urge everyone to look at the Press This archives on my blog. The easiest way to get there is just type in PressThis.com in your browser. How does something like that look from a Pods point of view?
Well, if you're going to use Pods or not is the content structure. So as you think of what you need, you basically you install pods, and then you would just add a pod based on whatever your content path is. For instance, if you go to Pods plugin, there's a setup menu in WordPress once you install it, and you just add a pod, and then you continue to add every field that you think is necessary. And we try to make it as user friendly as possible, especially in the structure building part. But it still requires a bit of PHP development to make that show up on your site. But for the most part, we have a lot of example code out there for you to modify and change for your needs. So to start out with, you would just install a plugin, and then you would set up your content type, for instance, your podcast, and then you would set up the structure, and then you would start adding those podcasts on the left side navigation. You'll have a new menu item called podcast, and you just begin adding, editing, and deleting whatever content you want specific to podcasts. And then within the pods framework, you can set up wildcard URLs that show your specific Yoast, or for instance, your podcasts in their own URL structure, as well as showing them in the pod or in the pod templates and page. So it's very, really complex and hard to explain very effectively.
Yeah, it probably needs a vidcast, which is what we're not doing right now. But basically, it gives a very cool interface to add multiple different types of content, which is the only thing lacking from WordPress sometimes. But it also makes it a very complex plugin because it means that you have you have to be coding and testing for like dozens of different use cases. Is that something that you guys have found a way to do properly, or how do you go about testing a new release, for instance, because there are so many things to test?
There are so many things to test. I think just about every release that we have, we go through a pretty big round of testing where we try to just try every single feature and see if anything is broke. But you really don't find out if there's a bug or not until you have someone that's really doing something specific to their needs. So, for instance, we just released a new file uploader in this current version. And when you do certain things with it that we hadn't tested, we hadn't really thought about, it has a little issue. So we're working on fixing that, and it's probably already patched in the code. We're about to release it. But it's things like that during the testing process that sometimes you just can't find. You don't know to look for because you don't realize that, hey, people can use it in even more complex ways. So it's trying to put on the user hat as much as possible and then try to get creative with things instead of trying to stick with the code that you know.
I have to mention one thing. Some people might have had problems getting into the chat room before the show because the chat server was half down. It's up now, so you can get into the chat room, and please do if you want to ask questions. That would be in webmasterradio.fm/chat. And back to you, Scott. Could you give a couple of examples of sites other than the Prestis archives using pods in cool or nefarious ways?
Sure. I'm going to plug in a couple of sites from the site showcase here on our website. The website is pods.uproot.us.
And, yeah, which is a horrible URL.
We have just a group of sites that we've seen that have been really cool. And I'll just list off the first three I see here on the randomly loaded page. First one is smithdebnamlaw.com. And they list attorneys. So for this website, they have a bunch of people. And for instance, we have like John Spreddy and Beth Godfrey, and each one of these people have their own page with information about them, has their phone number, their email, etc. So that's pretty cool because you can have a directory with pods. You can customize how you want it to look and how the information is related to each other. So instead of going out and finding a membership directory plugin, you can custom develop your own structure for your membership directory and pretty much have unlimited control over it. You can change how everything looks, how everything relates to each other, and customize more relationships beyond that. You can have your membership directory related to your pretty much anything, any content is possible with pods because you can create your own structures and you can have unlimited relationships. So there's just pretty much no, there's not really an end.
Yeah, pretty cool. Now, I must say, this the Smith Dabnum site actually doesn't look like WordPress, which is usually a good thing in this case. And they've taken good care of removing everything that sounds like WordPress, it seems.
Yeah, pretty much. We have a couple other sites. I'll just name. I won't go through them. But we have Cupcakes Actually, which is cupcakesactually.com. And then that site is just really pretty interesting site that it sells cupcakes at their own shop in Fairfax, Virginia. And that's pretty cool. They have their menu, most likely built off of pods. I haven't gone through this beforehand, so I don't know what Cupcakes Actually works with pods, but it looks like it's on their menu.
Yeah,
so they have
this seems
menu items and then tons of really cool-looking cupcakes. And then we have exactevents.com, and that's a site that I actually had a part in. And almost the entire site is built on pods. There's very few areas that's not on pods, which is some WordPress pages and some WordPress posts, and then a custom ad solution that was another plugin.
Okay, cool. So the events there are completely done in pods, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm checking that in that now and going live as we do here usually. And so this also means that you can create forms on the front end on the front end to, for the user to actually create pods immediately, or is that not really easy to do?
Yeah, you can. Let me give you a really easy to understand example. The pods website has a forum on it. And what we do with our forum is we answer questions, let people say, hey, this is really cool, you should check it out, or hey, this is new stuff, new code that I added that could maybe help you, or whatever. They can share information, questions, and issues. And what this entire forum is built off of is pods. It uses Gravatars based on the user's email address, and then from there, you can add a topic, add a reply, and for us admins, we can even feature or close certain things, and et cetera. So the forums you see here is all on pods. We didn't do anything specific to pods forum. It's all built in the same structure that you could download right now.
Pretty cool. It beats BB Press in a couple of ways, I guess. You don't need to be a user for that, I guess, for it to actually work. You can just submit something as a guest.
We require people to log in to post, and that's just to make sure there's no spammers or whatever. So that's just a requirement we put in our pod page that we set up. So it's not something you would have to require, but it's probably safe to require people to log in before they add data to your own website.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm guessing, I'm seeing in my chat, that we need to go to a break. Everyone, I want to encourage you to get into the chat room so we can take some questions there. And we'll try and take these questions starting right after the break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Does your website need a bailout? Looking for a conversion rate stimulus package? Do you need a website improvement to-do list?
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7, analyzing the actions of every potential customer. It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it so that more of your visitors do what you need them to do. On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month. See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
I'm Brian Eisenberg, and I approve this message.
So you're telling me your affiliate program on the Local Pages Affiliate Network is performing as well as your handicap?
Absolutely. Thanks to their top-tier XML feed, I'm able to monetize all of my traffic. They handle all of my volume to anywhere in the world. Plus, I also get high cost per click and the most exclusive of advertisers to work with. You should join the club.
Sounds good. I can't wait to join.
But first, let's work on that tee shot.
Use the power of Local Pages. With over 5 billion searches per month and the largest database of paid search listings, let Local Pages Affiliate Network personalize your account and give you the search tools and solutions you need. Become a Local Pages Affiliate today with LocalPages.com.
Here's your bill. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, it's all right. I'll take care of the tab, Jason.
Well, thanks, Dave. How are you doing so well these days? It seems everyone's in a pinch for cash.
RevenueWire.com, that's how.
RevenueWire?
Yeah, RevenueWire.com is an all-in-one platform offering affiliates high-demand software from top-notch PC utility merchants. With 75% commissions, twice-monthly payouts, incredibly accurate analytics tools, RevenueWire is making me more money today than I did in the last few years put together.
Even in this economy?
Especially in this economy. RevenueWire has a ton of great products to meet the demand. I'm telling you, this network is recession-proof.
RevenueWire, the recession-proof network platform. For more information, visit RevenueWire.com today. That's RevenueWire.com.
Search engine marketing formulated for Web 2.0.
SEM Synergy, live broadcast Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to the wonderful world of WordPress on Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Joost Devalk.
So we're back with Scott Clark of POT CMS. The first couple of questions popping up in the chat room, and we'd like to see more. But before we do that, Scott actually has something to spill, because the moment I mentioned that you'd be on the show, you said, yeah, I've got something to share on the show that's still a secret. And he only actually told me yesterday what he was going to tell today, so I'm pretty excited with it. But Scott, can you tell us what you've been working on?
Yeah, I am very excited about it. I'll try to speak as slow as possible so everyone understands the enormity of this, but it's going to be a great new feature for everyone to use. Let me start off by saying we have this feature already. I'm already pretty extendable, but it's not where I'd like to be, and that's not where a lot of other people would like it to be either. So let me preface this by saying thank you to the Gravity Forms team for developing Gravity Forms and giving plenty of people a great plugin to use. As soon as they came out, I saw it and I said, hey, this is awesome. This is great. I love this. And I use it still. I use it on all the sites I develop that need contact forms and such.
Yeah, but, me too. Yeah.
They did something really great, and that was their form builder. And it's really awesome. It's really easy to use, and I started thinking, hey, we need a builder for us, and hey, let's try to make it extendable and make it used for lots of programming needs, like, well, you put some PHP in there and some other customizations. So this new feature is going to be a new API and form builder for pods. I've already drawn up all the plans, and I'm in the process of developing right now, but basically, I'll give you a little rundown comparing it to the current form API. And the current form API is token-based security, which is stored in your session. So when you go to a form, you have a new token that's generated based on that form you're on, and no one else can save that form using another token, because it has to have an authenticated token that's restricted to your session. So the new one is going to be stored in the database. So anyone can save any of those forms any way they want to, as long as the form itself is authenticated. And when I say authenticated, it means basically if you have a form that's open to everyone, it's open to everyone. If you have a form that's into a specific user role, only the user role can save that form. So you don't have to do any extra programming. You just set that option in the form API. One thing that that's great for is security. It means that not just you on the back end have to add some extra functionality to restrict who can save what. It means that you can have even more control and easier control over who does what. Another thing is the forms can be built on the fly. That's not going to change. But, of course, you're going to have a graphic user interface now with the form builder. So you can build your own forms, and you'll see them listed in the form list. But as you build on the fly forms, those are made into they're put into the database also. So you can view these forms on the form builder as well and customize them. It's going to make it possible to do non-Ajax submissions. So you can use a PHP post or whatever post you want to do, put a form on someone's website, part of your site, and then submit it to it. So you could do lots more things beyond just having user have to have JavaScript. And that's a big plus for a lot of people because they like to be able to do things and not have to worry about the user having JavaScript issues with their browser or wherever they are. Another thing is you'll be able to customize your page and add additional helpers to your fields and the form itself. You'll be able to reorder the fields. So based on the form you're on, if you have five forms, they can each have different order of how the fields are shown. You can customize your labels, customize your helpers on the fly. It's already possible with the API now, but it'll be on the form builder as well. And you'll actually be able to group them with headings, so you won't be stuck with just one big, large amount of forms, fields. You'll actually be able to split them up into groups and have heading tags that you can change for that form. So it splits it up, makes it easier for the user to read however you want to do it.
Cool. So that basically means you're doing the same stuff as Gravity Forms is doing. Will you be able to use Gravity Forms and pods together, or?
In terms of shared functionality, there will be a lot of the similar usability concerns that will be passed on to pods. We're not using the same code that Gravity Forms is using. We're just using the hey, that'd be cool. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, that works great. But Gravity Forms is certainly not a pods replacement, and neither is pod a replacement for Gravity Forms. They are perfect in their own fields, and they do some really cool things on their own. So I would never say that I'm trying to step on our toes, and I definitely don't think they're stepping on our toes. So it's more of a usability perspective that I'm taking towards this form builder, trying to give as much control to developers and to users as possible without having to have them go into the programming of it all specifically.
Yeah.
Right now, they have to do PHP development to build their custom public forms, but that won't be necessary anymore because this new form builder will let them do that and more easily manage that, make sure they're not adding any extra commas or parentheses in their PHP code and not causing big issues on their site.
Cool. Hey, we're going to go into another break and try and fix your sound up a bit because you're sounding bad, it seems. So we're going into a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
So you're telling me your affiliate program on the Local Pages affiliate network is performing as well as your handicap?
Absolutely. Thanks to their top-tier XML feed, I'm able to monetize all of my traffic. They handle all of my volume to anywhere in the world. Plus, I also get high cost per click and the most exclusive of advertisers to work with. You should join the club.
Sounds good. I can't wait to join.
But first, let's work on that T-shot.
Use the power of Local Pages. With over 5 billion searches per month and the largest database of paid search listings, let Local Pages Affiliate Network personalize your account and give you the search tools and solutions you need. Become a Local Pages affiliate today with localpages.com.
Want to learn the biggest asset to driving online success? Let me introduce you to my expert advisor, PixelSilk. PixelSilk is a robust content management system built on a foundation to create online marketing success. It's the only content management system that offers keyword-specific SEO advice, can integrate with your shopping cart system, and offer multi-site management. PixelSilk frees my time while making my company's website easy to manage and promote. Even better, PixelSilk has been embraced by the SEO community.
I'm Bruce Clay, and PixelSilk is the first CMS I have ever felt good about recommending.
With this winning combination, we have all the tools we need. PixelSilk.com, the ultimate in SEO-driven CMS.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Saddle up with the Search Cowboys. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the International Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to the wonderful world of WordPress on Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Joost Devalk.
So we're back, and Scott just unveiled some of the cool stuff on and that he's building for pods. We already had a good question in the chat room, which Scott was kind enough to answer in the chat room already as well. But I think it's good if we go back to that, because Marcel, who's probably a Dutch guy actually, asked in the chat room whether it was possible to choose any URL to display the content. Well, Scott, I can answer it, but it's probably nicer for the listeners if someone else actually answers it. So you can do anything with those URLs, right?
Yeah, you can do anything you want to do with those URLs. The wildcards in pods lets you very easily put whatever URL structure you want to put in. So if you want to use an ID, or you want to use a series of folder structures that reference maybe categories and products, you can do that, because your pod page will be pulling in that information manually through the pod code. So anything you put in there, you just make sure you set up the validation rules to pull the correct information out of your URL.
Okay, cool. Another question that I got through direct tweet just now, and you can tweet me at Joost, and Y-O-A-S-T, it was whether Pods was actually charged for, because they couldn't find where to buy the plugin on the page. There's no real need to buy Pods, is there?
No, you don't have to pay for Pods. It's open source, free to the market, and it's a great tool, very easy to use for developers mainly, but definitely free.
Yeah, very cool. The confusion was caused, I guess, by people hearing Gravity Forms, which is of course not free. But I have to say that Gravity Forms is well worth the money, and I guess that Pods would be worth paying for as well, especially with the new form API. But that's another discussion entirely. I have to mention, though, I was just chatting with and checking with Carl Hancock of Gravity Forms to see whether our Press This coupon code still works, and it still does. So if you want to buy Gravity Forms with 20% off, just use Press This as a coupon code. I don't get any money off that, although I probably should, but it's really well worth it, so I guess you should use it. basically what happens if you set up a pod is that you can both pick the URL, pick all the content you want in there, and write specific templates for each and every one of them. Right, Scott?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of different parts to pod. There's the page, there's the template, there's the helper, there's the pod itself, there's the pod fields that are there, and the pod items. There's a whole lot of complexity here, but it's all meant to work together and make it easier for you to manage different sections of your site, especially in an easier way for developers whenever they're trying to set up a site. It's quite difficult to do with posts and trying to hack them using different plugins that are just by themselves.
Yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and not ever going to do it again. I can honestly say that even though I do think, and we've worked out a couple of issues over the last few weeks together, and that there are some issues to be solved, I do think that Pods is the way to go for a lot of these things, at least until something better comes around. And what's some of the other stuff you've got planned for the coming releases? Any cool new stuff that people can look forward to?
Yeah, we have. We just released this afternoon. I guess it was this afternoon because I woke up late. But we just released a new file uploader that replaces the old file uploader. What this does is it directly integrates with the WordPress media library before also, but it was in a very user-unfriendly way. And this new way is just a really simple uploader, just like the media file uploader works. And then that's been a huge plus. I've been waiting for it myself, and I'm going to use it on tons of projects. But we have a couple other ones, like this form API that I'm working on. And then we have a couple of other ones. Let me pull up the spreadsheet real fast. Okay, it's pulled up now. It is, we have a couple of things like a browse functionality for the media. So you can browse and find the current already uploaded media that was uploaded to the media library and select that. And then you can also have some other types like something called Enum. And what that is basically you can create your own lists that are custom defined in a pod. So you don't have to create a new pod and relate it to that. You can just do something on the fly or whatever you want to do.
Okay, cool.
A couple other ones too, but we don't want to disclose those yet because we're trying to keep you excited about the new ones that we're coming up with first.
Yeah, one of the hardest parts of this, of all of this, seems to me to be able to document this in a way that people actually get what they're supposed to do. Is that stuff you're doing yourselves as well, or do you have any help on that, on the documentation side of things?
In terms of documenting, we have a couple of issues. Mainly it's working on functionality, and we're trying to help people understand how it works. And trying to balance documenting is very difficult for any project to do, so we rely on our community as well as our free time outside of our significant others beating us down, trying to get us away from the computer.
But, that does sound
we're,
so...
We're just trying to take care of as much as possible.
So... It is something that that concerns me in a lot of plugins, in my own as well, because it, all these developers seem to be always wanting to churn out code all the time, and which makes for awesome plugins and awful documentation. The whole community should be picking up when we should be finding a way to let people help us more in documenting our plugins. It would be cool if we found a way to do that. If you've got any ideas on that, I'd be very interested because I think a lot of plugins need a lot more documentation.
The number is just really trying to not try to jump the bullet or jump the and just trying to turn out those functions like you were saying, you know, try to take a step back every now and then. Okay. Is our documentation up to par? Do we need more information here? What questions do we always ask or do we always get? And then trying to figure out how to help users like via video tutorials or whatever post can get out, just trying to help users understand how everything works and the changes that are done and that sort of thing. So it's probably the biggest part of developing is really documentation. Beyond the functionality of anything, if any plugin or software, if you don't have documentation, then you really don't have a user base because the user base relies heavily on that documentation. Something like free software, where you have pods or work, it becomes pretty difficult to maintain a documentation model that fits everyone and everyone's needs, developers, users, or maybe just people who just want to get down to the nitty-gritty and understand exactly what the code does. So it's a big thing, and we're trying to balance it as well as possible. We have spent some time off between development to work on documentation and the website specifically. I was we worked on releasing this website just this past month, and it's gone well pretty much so far. So hoping easier for users.
Cool. I just had an idea that I'll be bouncing off the guys at Automatic. It would actually be very cool if they did some kind of video press integration for the WordPress.org pages for plugins, so we could easily add how-to videos to the plugins on WordPress.org. That would actually make a lot of sense, I guess. Because if they provided an easy way of doing that for plugins, then everybody would probably benefit. So that would be a cool idea. Since the chat room is still not really working as it's supposed to, it seems, or at least nobody's asking any decent questions, so I'm guessing that it's still not working as it's supposed to. Anything you think we should know about ports before we move on to some other stuff?
Big thing is always evolving. So what might be an issue today won't be an issue for long. Sometimes we have issues that do cracks, and we try to manage them as quick as possible. But at the end of the day, we're trying to stop this. So basically, if you see an issue, you just post it to a forum, send an email off, or contact us in any other way you might have, and we will try to fix it as soon as possible. But it's really giving us the information that's the key, trying to understand what's going on with the problem is a big issue and time on a spender for us.
Yeah, I know that problem. I've actually been thinking more about building a bit bug tracker based on pods, which should be very doable. Maybe we should just collaborate on that together and build out something decent for ourselves. Since the sound is not getting any better at the moment as well, we're just going to stop it right here. I'm going to thank you a lot for being here, Scott. I really like pods, and I hope that you guys continue building it out as much as you do. It does deserve a lot more downloads than it has had. I see you've just broken the 25,000 download mark, which is a shame if you consider that. There's a lot of plugins with a lot more downloads, which offer a lot less cool functionality. So I urge everyone to try pods and to give it a good, decent try for something cool. Thanks, Scott, for being here. Let's talk again soon. And we're just going to call it a week. And next week, we'll be talking to... let me see. Of course, my buddy Brian Gardner of Studio Press. So until next week, and bye for now. Thanks.